Hare Krishna. Here I am, still in the hospital, and practicing patience and tolerance. Over the last 3 days, especially yesterday, particularly, I had very intense dizziness and nausea, sort of seasickness, and it's decreased somewhat. Somewhat today, and I'm waiting to have a test. But my analysis is that until the kidney functions come back to normal, and then that's a sort of a tendency. It means I also don't have much of an appetite, although I did have a better appetite a few days back, and it's a very unsettling feeling, this dizziness, very, very unpleasant. But I'm learning how to tolerate. Ultimately, Krishna puts us in these situations to teach us. Devotees don't get into circumstances by accident. They're in that situation as a result of Krishna helping them work off their past karma. And I've been meditating on that verse, as it also says, someone who patiently tolerates the results of their past activities, then for them the gates of liberation are open. And so Krishna uses this karma in order to teach us. And in whatever circumstance we need to be in, we need to learn, tolerate discomfort, or daily blood tests, or dizziness, or nausea, and being patient, because unlike what I've been used to in more or less a lifetime of good health, this is not something that's just changing from one day to the next. The symptoms of kidney symptoms are improving, or have improved the last few days, but still they're above normal, and so they're causing this discomfiture, and it's not a one-day fix. It'll take some time. And in addition, I'm also trying not to build up my optimism for enjoyment in the material world, namely good health, or that nothing of a similar type will follow. Generally, we always, of course, we take for granted when we're healthy, and we always want the best in every circumstance and want to be misery-free, but rather I'm trying to think, okay, well, when this is finished and I still have to manage the results of the previous procedure, let me be open to anything there, since that's what Krishna says, dukalaya mashashvatam. Don't just live by hoping for the best. Expect the worst. And the only good thing is to work on our own consciousness, is to change our consciousness, and at least that's been the consolation. As today we're reading, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami that within his mind he should always be worshipping Radha and Krishna. So despite all these things, I've been either trying to worship Radha Shyam Sundar in my mind, or trying to do so. And that is going to be the only ultimate medicine and the only panacea for this very uncomfortable situation that we call the material world, and that is our change of consciousness to Krishna consciousness. And ultimately, when we change our consciousness to actually enter into the realm of pure Krishna consciousness, where then it's Vaikuntha, then there isn't any of these type of things. But you can't have heaven on earth here. Otherwise, one will be sorely disappointed. That's a little check-in for today, and Hare Krishna.